My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior. How you doing out there? How are you in your walk and in your journey with Christ Jesus as we transition out and through this very, very dark place and dark time into eternal, the eternal state that God has for us, which He's called us to be in right now. In fact, He's called us to transition into being eternal beings at this time, to not be caught up the way that the world is caught up in the space-time continuum. Yes, we do come into this life for a window of time and for a season, just like Jesus did, but you can be an eternal being in your time in the earth, and your actions that are done, even though the people that are part of the world will see you doing things in time. So you did this at this point, and this at this point, and this at this point. But for you, your time and your experience can be one where basically at any moment, what you do is what the Spirit of God leads you to do. What you do is how the Spirit of God quickens you and moves you so that you are in step with Him. That's when Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. That's how He basically lived in His time in the earth. And, you know, so often people were trying to get Jesus onto their agenda, onto their timing. You remember when the 5,000 tried to go and make Him king? You remember when Peter tried to stop Jesus from the crucifixion and said, Lord, let it never say this thing's never going to happen. And Jesus had to say, you know, get behind me, Satan, because, you know, even in that situation, you know, here's somebody very close to Jesus, but, you know, thinking like a man, thinking like, you know, anybody in the world would, because you don't want bad things to happen to good people in your own mind, even though that situation of what Jesus was going to have to go in and go through was going to be for our salvation, for our eternal benefit, for our healing, for our restoration, for the restoration of the whole world of as many as God calls and as many as respond to the call. That was going to be what was necessary, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Without, that's what the scripture says. Hebrews 9, chapter 9, it's in there, it's in the verses in the 20s in there. So yeah, you know, we end up going through these situations where, just like Jesus and his family, his brothers, when they were like, look, you know, anybody that wants to become a public figure, don't they need, you go up to the feast, Jesus, go up and make yourself known. If you're going to be this public figure, why don't you go and do this stuff in front of all these people? And Jesus said to them too, he said, look, any time is fine for you guys, you know, but I'm not going right now. For Jesus, any time, for the way that the world works is that they're pushing, they're trying to move through their agenda. They just have one gear, one focus. You know, it's uncontrolled growth. It's, you know, like, so I mean, In the world, like, if you've got a company, they just want that thing to just grow, double digit growth all the time. In nature, if something is growing uncontrollably, there's very few things in nature that just do that. And one of them is a cancer. You know, cancers are something like that, and we know that that's not a good thing. So, you know, the world and the world system is essentially a cancer, and it functions very much like a cancer. It just grows uncontrollably until it just kills everything and destroys everything. Whereas in God's system, in God's timing, and the way that God works, when you see that intersection point between eternity and time, well, I mean, look at a tree. You know, look at the rings of a tree. You know, there's times where it's growing and it's expanding, and then there's times where it's contracting a bit, as far as like it's not moving as fast, it's not moving as much. But those rings go with seasons, and they go with the flow of what God is doing, and beautiful, incredible things happen over the course of time. I've seen some incredible trees in Texas recently, just massive trees. You know, you know, these trees are probably 500 years old by the size of these trunks. I mean, like, it would take probably eight of me with my wingspans, like, to wrap around the trunk of this tree to go around it, just to give you an idea. Just connecting fingers and just going all the way around. So huge, massive trees. But that kind of thing that's grown, I mean, in the world would have no other way if they were to say, okay, how are we going to grow something that big and that strong? And they would just go. But that's not how God does things. You know, that's not how God does things with his people. And, you know, the world and the world system right now is looking ridiculous. For anybody that has any eyes to see, any semblance of any part of their soul still intact, they can see how ridiculous the world and the world system is right now. You know, just looking at some of the agendas that the world is trying to push through, it's comical what's going on, and very rarely do we talk about, you know, too many things about world events, but just like seeing what's going on in Paris and with the climate control talks, and how, you know, in that place where they're just trying to lock everybody down and trying to create and push for global control based on a false narrative, and at the same time they've got research and movies and all the kinds of things that are coming out at the same time, even in Paris, that's showing based on true science that all this other stuff has been fabricated, cooked up. You know, and instead of trying to control the climate, it's about trying to control you. It's trying to control people. It's trying to create these just more deliberate controls that are based on false narratives that are falling apart, by the way, based on just the information that's coming out. Now, it's funny because the thing about a lie, you know, my buddy in India told me this one time. He said... The thing is, when you're a liar, when you lie, you've always got to remember what you've said last. But when you live and you speak the truth, you never have to remember what you said, because the truth is always true. And it's an incredible freeing thing for the child of light. For us, it's incredible, because we're just able to live in the truth. We're able to speak the truth, and wherever it is along the way where, you know, as time has gone on, because we've all had our own experiences in life, and sometimes we've been, you know, we've been, just because of circumstance, there's been false narratives that have been put around us. Sometimes we may have believed some of those things, and a lot of times, you know, something in us quickened and we knew that something wasn't right, but we didn't know what. But when you live and you align yourself with truth and you push for that, and you're always seeking to build your life on the truth, then what happens is when something is not true, it's very easy for that to be sheared off, because you're always aligning yourself and moving and building and moving forward with truth. Whereas in the world, because they've got a manipulative agenda and a desire to control, and they'll lie, they will do evil today in the hopes of the way that they frame it up is some sort of future good. That's how they frame it. But in the end, what happens is they just do evil today. Nothing good arises from it, because you reap what you sow. So they just put evil in, and more evil happens, and then they do more evil, and all the time thinking and looking at for some future utopia that never arrives. And so they just go from one hell to the next, one destruction to the next, continually, and just hoping for themselves to buffer themselves from the terror and the horror that they cause for other people. But when you live in a lie, the problem with that is that, you know, you're on a shaky foundation to start with, and it always comes down. It always comes down. Now, here's something you got to note too. As we're going through a transition into, and we're already in the transition right now. We're already in that spot. But as we're transitioning from that darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, as everything's shifting in that transition, you've got to also know that things that people could hide before cannot be hidden today. Things that were done in secret even in time before will come out today. Because all things are going to be made known. All things are going to be brought to the light. There is nothing hidden that will be able to be, that won't be able to be uncovered in the time that we're moving into. So that being the case, and that being the transition that we're moving towards, and there's many people that are trying to use that for nefarious and evil purposes, but it's going to all just be out there. They want to control and data mine you, but they themselves want to try to stay in the dark, and it's not going to be like that. It's going to be, everything's going to be brought into the light. Oh, yeah, I got your attention now. Everything's going to be brought into the light, and as everything is brought into the light, all will be seen and all will be known for what it is. Does that scare you? Well, for the child of God, you've already brought yourself into the light of your free will, because you know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and He is the light of the world, and you know that He has the answer. So you brought yourself already, as He called, you responded, and you came before Him with a broken and a contrite heart, and you turned yourself over completely to the will of God. And as you did that, He ministered to you. You had a broken heart over who it was that you really are apart from Him. And just like, you know, the woman with the alabaster jar, or just like, you know, Peter when he realized that he had, you know, denied Christ, or just you go through the scriptures, all those people that were broken when they realized who they were and what they were apart from Christ, and who they were now as He would restore them and bring them back and align them with Him. But you've given yourself completely over to Him. And in the process of giving yourself completely over to Him, and your life is flooded with the light of God, there is nothing hidden. There's no place. You give no place for the devil. And when you give no place to the devil, there's nowhere that he can hook into you. There's nowhere that he has the ability to destroy you, because there's nothing that he can latch on to do that. You know, there's a powerful principle in life and in nature. And, you know, I was talking with a buddy about this recently, is when something is being true to what it really is, it's very difficult to destroy that thing. See, when something's being true to what it is, it's tough for that thing to now be destroyed, because it's being what it is. So when you become who it is that God has for you to be, and you are aligned with Christ, and you're letting Him lead and direct your life, there is going to be a joy in your spirit. There's going to be fulfillment in your time in the earth, and also it is going to be extremely difficult for the enemy to destroy you, because you're being consistent with who you really are in Christ. See, the place where the enemy can get in and destroy is when you're split. The place where the enemy can get in and destroy is when you, when there is hypocrisy in your soul, in that you want to be and profess to be this X over here, but really inside you're Y. You're something else. You're A versus Z. You're something else inside of you. So when you're internally and externally, you're two different things. There's not a match between who you are and who you are within and who you are without. But when God comes in, and when you allow the flood of truth to just override your life completely, you bow yourself before the King, you surrender your entire being to Him, you allow Him, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, you allow Him to reveal to you who you truly are in Him, your spiritual destiny, that which God put you in the earth for, and then you allow for that to manifest out into the way that you live and move and direct your life and your time in the earth. Now, all of a sudden, spiritually, mentally, and physically, you are being what God made for you to be in your time in the earth, as you do that as an eternal being. So in the moment that you're in right now, you're being absolutely consistent with who it is that God made you to be. That, my friends, is incredibly, incredibly difficult for the enemy to destroy, because you're being what God made you to be. Now, it is the man or the woman that is split, that is on shaky ground, on an unsecured foundation, because they play that game of, you know, they carry the big Bible to church on Sunday, and yet on Monday there's something else. On Friday night there's something else. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, when they're with their wife, there's something else. And then when they're not with their wife, there's something else. See, that is an inconsistency. And that inconsistency is part of what leads to people's destruction. Because there's that split that's taken place within them. And they are not aligned internally with who they are externally. See, when you transition into eternity, out of this paradigm that we're in, and when you will shed this body that you have right now, when you go into the eternal state, you are going to be a complete manifestation in the next dimension of who you are within. That is going to be who you are and who you're revealed to be as an eternal being. And so your spiritual state and then the rest of who you are is going to be completely aligned and seen and known for exactly what it is. So that's why, too, like in this dimension where people try to play this game, and, you know, they do it, they've believe that it's real, but it's not. It's a fantasy world. But in this dimension where people play this game, the root awakening is that once you step into eternity and you shed all of what this dimension and this paradigm, the illusion of what it is, you will move into an eternal state of who you really are. And when you move into that eternal state of who you really are is going to be seen and known for all eternity, for all to see, and you won't be able to hide it. You won't be able to, you know, there is no, there is nobody you can pay off to try to make it look better. There is nobody you can bribe. There's nobody you can twist their arm to make, no, you're just going to be who you are for all eternity as you watch the playback of your life. So all of the, for the worlders and the people that have done all this damage, they're going to sit there and watch with the entire, the eyes of the whole universe. They're going to watch the replay of their lives, of all the destruction that they've done, of all the people that they've hurt. So for you that have stalked and harassed for years, and sometimes even decades, just people that have done you no harm, you are going to get to watch that replay of all that you've done, you know, in front of God. You're going to get to watch your own life replayed back to you. And you're going to have to give an account for each and every moment, for each and everything, for each and every piece that you did, for each and every railing accusation that you've made, for each and every evil curse that you threw. You see what I'm saying? Nothing is hidden. All of it is known. If that doesn't quicken you to drop to your face and repent before God for the way that you've lived your life and just done so much damage to so many other people, then you're already gone. And if you're already gone, there's no reason for you to be living anymore anyways. So don't be surprised if God just takes you out at any moment soon right now. Because there's no reason. There's no repentance left in you, if you don't, if you can't, if you cannot be pricked in your heart, if you cannot be quickened and in your heart, if you do not hear the call of God when the time comes, if there's not even that response yet, if it's just purely a seared conscience, purely given over to a strong delusion, completely given over to the lie, and there's nothing left there to even redeem, because there's nothing left, because you don't even hear it anymore. You don't even hear the quickening and the calling of God when it's there. If that's not even there anymore, then what good is it to even keep you alive another moment? See, God gives people windows and seasons and times to repent, but that doesn't go on forever. And appointed unto everyone is a time to die, and after that, the judgment. So when the judgment comes, that moment, you know, see, God doesn't, for Him, His desire is that all would be saved. He wants that. But at the same time, He's going to allow for the expression of people's free will here in the earth. And if in their choosing they've gone a particular way, there comes a point when, okay, that's it, the cup is full. You know, there's many, many times in scriptures where God talks about the cup. And He gives people this window to fill up their cup and to go a particular way and to make choices and decisions. And in the process of them making those decisions, they're filling that up. And there's a point where it's full. And whenever that thing is full, and you don't know when that is, but He knows, and in the realm of the Spirit it's known and seen. And the point where that cup is full, when it's full, there's nothing left to do but for it to be poured out. And when that thing is poured out, the wrath that comes on the people that have gone the way of the world, when they've filled up their cup, it's their complete and total destruction. Complete and total destruction. And you know, I'm amazed at how far gone many, many people are right now. And I see too how God has His people, and I know that God knows how to take care of His own and to lead and guide them through their time in the earth. That said, we're in the last moments for a lot of things. I mean, things are going to be changing and things are going to be transitioning. There's going to be a lot going on in this window that we're in right now. So you want to be, for my brothers and sisters that are listening in, you want to be on God's page, 100%. You want to be completely in step with Him. You want to make sure that you are just, you know, one with Him. Not even just checking in, saying, "Hey God, I'm here reporting for duty." You need to be on call all the time. You need to have never been separate from anything at this stage. You know, it cannot be God over there and you over here and God, let me come and let me pray. It just needs to be you. You want to live in the courtroom of God. You want to live at His door. You want to be there with Him all the time. There should be no separation. You know, I mean, just it's got to be the core of who you are, because you want to be in step with Him. Because also, in the middle of what will be for the worlders a very fearful time, and I said this recently on my buddy Zeph's show, the blessing that's going to be there for the child of God in the time that we're moving into right now is that you are going to be very comfortable in your spirit. You're going to be very comfortable in an uncomfortable time. You're going to be very comfortable in an uncomfortable time. Because see, here's the thing. For the child of God, we know what it is to be, we know what it is to be stalked. We know what it is to have our businesses destroyed. We know what it is for people to make up lies and rumors and accusations and to try to poison us, to try to destroy us, to try to kill us. We've known all this stuff. This has been how, since we came into this life, we've been a target. As long as I can remember, in my life have been a target. And so many of those people that have been the workers of the devil on the other side have been destroyed along the way. And God, that's how I'm still here, that God just done that. He just decided to move people out of the way that have been part of the enemy's attacks on my life. If that wasn't the case, I wouldn't still be able to be here. That being the case, though, God has allowed and kept and moved me through, you know, in my time in the earth. But we know what it is to be targeted. We know what it is to go through. And that being the case, as we transition, now the world has coddled itself for so much, and so much of its time in the earth, and it cannot stand even the slightest upset. So as everything begins to fall apart in the world and the world system, they will lose it because they're not ready. They're never, ever, ever ready. Never ready. You know that battery ever ready? Well, they're never ready. They're the complete opposite. They're never ready. They're never in that spot where they're ready to for their death, for their transition out of this life. That's why they hold on. That's why they're bitter clingers to this world and the world system. They hold on for everything that they can to not have to deal with what is an eventuality for everybody. You know, instead of coming to peace with God, instead of recognizing His Lordship over all, instead of doing that, nope, they just gotta hold on. They just gotta control you. They've just got to find out what you're doing and what you're thinking, because then maybe, you know, listen, you will never know. You will never know what the child of God is thinking and doing. Why? Because we flow with the Spirit of God. Read John 3, and the Spirit of God, He's got to open your heart and your mind to understand it anyways, because that the words of the Scriptures are locked and restricted from those in the world. But the child of God can read the Scriptures, and God will open them up, and they'll be able to see and understand and know, and the Spirit of God will speak to them out of that. That code will never be broken, by the way. Never. But if you read in John chapter 3, and Jesus talks about what the children of God are like, they're like the wind. They flow with the Spirit. They go wherever it is that the Spirit of God leads and guides them to go. So that being the case, the child of God moves with the Spirit of God. And unless you know the mind of God and the thoughts of God and the direction of God, you will never know what the child of God is thinking or doing. You will never know. So you can worlders, you can try to track and try to restrict and try to do all these other things. And the child of God will continue just to slip through and move forward. And all of a sudden, one day, just like David, he'll turn around and cut the head of Goliath off with his own sword. Oh, that happens. That happens. Nobody expected that from a 16-year-old boy. But that happens. With a shepherd's staff and 5 little rocks. But that happens. You know, there are so many shockers on the horizon. Listen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is going to be an amazing, amazing time for you to be alive and in the earth. Oh my gosh. I mean, you shouldn't be looking for the exit door. You should be asking God, Lord God, here I am. Whatever it is that you have in this window that you would have me to be about, so let it be. But to be a witness on the earth at such a time as this is an incredible, incredible thing. And listen, for us to check out, to live is Christ and to die is gain. For you to check out, the moment that you check out, you're right there with Christ. So it's not a big deal. Okay? So don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You're not holding on to anything in this life. I know the world has tried to program you a particular way. It's tried to get you thinking a particular way. Listen, every one of your brothers and sisters that are with their Lord right now, they don't want to come back into this as such. You know, they're not, but they came because you know, God had them for a window and a season and a time to be here. But they're not in. So you don't have to worry about those our brothers and sisters that have gone before that are with the Lord, and they are in an incredible place. So we have an eternal destiny awaiting us, and in the time that we're here, we've got a God-given assignment and purpose that needs to be accomplished. It's part of your prophetic destiny. It's part of your divine guided reason for being here in the earth. And the world has worked very hard to keep you away from that, to give you dead religion and man-made systems that just keep you spinning in nowhere, going nowhere, moving nowhere, just draining off your life force, draining off your time, draining off your energies, putting that all into nothing, into empty pots that have nothing in them. Just pots with holes in them, buckets with holes in them that just drain out your life. Now, they've harvested and harnessed people's life and their life force to power their system, to build their system, to just destroy more, just like a cancer. But you, my brother and sister, transition out. And that the Spirit of God will lead you through. That is something that He will show you. He will direct you. But you got to go with Him. Because if you don't go with Him, you're going to miss the reason and the purpose that God has you to be here in the first place. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to be one to just get out of here as one escaping through the flames. You want to be one that is having done all to stand. Put your shoulders back. Pick your head up. Know that you have accomplished the reason and the purpose for which God put you in the earth in the first place. You want Him to give that okay on your life, that approval on your life, that commendation on your life when you're done. For Him to be the one to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what you want. That's what I want. Oh my gosh, that's what I want. I have zero desire for any accolade that the world may ever have. The world has nothing, nothing, nothing to give. And in fact, even the things that it used to have, it's running out of those. What, you want to be Instagram famous? you want to have a lot of likes? I mean, come on, seriously? You know, for what? Who cares? Most of that stuff is robots anyways. The world is running out. It's all getting diffused. All this stuff is being scattered. They're just trying desperately to hold it together while light is coming in. And listen, we're just getting started. Oh my gosh, we're just getting started. The things that are on the horizon in the realm of the Spirit, the world is, on one level, the fact that they cannot see. They don't even see what's on the horizon. I mean, they're already terrified. Listen, men's hearts will fail them when they see the things coming upon the earth. Now, you know, that's in motion. And one thing I can tell you is that while they make their plans and their agendas, none of it is going to happen the way that they think it will. It's not going to work out the way they think it will. Listen, go back in history and look. Man has one agenda, God has His own plan. With Jesus Christ, and listen, for the worlders that listen in, and I know there's some of you that are signed to by the devil to listen, so I know this, but I'm going to give you one heads up. With Jesus Christ, scriptures say that if they knew what was going to happen as a result of the crucifixion, they would have worked to stop it. They would not have crucified the Lord. They wouldn't have wanted that because they didn't realize that in doing that, they were facilitating the destruction of their own system. In doing that, in going through with that, so they thought, okay, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to get rid of Jesus because he's just tearing it up. But in doing that, they actually sealed their own destruction, and the destruction of the entire world system was sealed in that act of crucifying Jesus. And death could not hold him. Jesus Christ raised from the dead, and in him we now, the gate is open, the way and the access to the Father is made, the veil of the temple was rent in two, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus Christ we have been made clean, and we have direct access to the very throne of God, and that has been given to us in Christ Jesus, and they could not stop and never close that. They can't, it's done. So, That being the case, if they would have known, but they didn't. And right now, if they knew, but they don't. Child of God, even there too, what it is that God wants to reveal at the right time will he reveal to his children. There's a lot of things that for me, hey, I'm cool just like if God shows me, great. If he doesn't show me something at a particular time because it's not something that he needs me to know, I'm fine with that. Oh my gosh. But that's just a little nudge to let you guys know that your destructions are already sealed. If you want to get off the deck of the Titanic, you better do it right now. If you want to get off the deck of the Titanic, you know, you may not even be able to. Because there's going to be a time where people are going to seek the Lord and he's not going to be there. They're not going to find him. Because it happens on his terms. And if you rejected him, when he's called, it's not going to be based on your self-will. It's based on him. So when he calls, you respond. And if you don't respond, that's it. You've made your decision. You've made your choice. You've made your bed. Now sleep in it. If you're hearing this right now, and you are on the world side, drop to your knees, bow your face before the King of Kings, and beg God to forgive you. Beg him to take you. Bow your knee and give your entire being over to him. I pray that you do that. Because there's no... It's... You don't have to spend your eternity separate from him. But there's only one way out, and that's Jesus. For you, my brother and my sister in Christ Jesus, put your shoulders back, lift your head up. God's got you. And you are here for an incredible, incredible time. This world's not our home, so don't worry about that piece too much. You know, we're here on assignment, for a window, and for a season, and God's got you. The moment we check out, praise God. But to live is Christ, to die is gain. So for us to be here, we're about his business. Thank him for that. Thank him that you get to live an incredible, amazing, fulfilled life. You get to be in step with him. And you get to know that which is true in the midst of a world full of lies, full of deception, full of emptiness. Your cup overflows with that which is true and real. Remember, the world wants to drain you off. God is going to pour you out. But you got to let him lead and direct that. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And God is going to use you to accomplish and be part of what he intends in the earth at such a time as this. God bless you guys. We love you. Just seek the Lord. Don't let anything overwhelm you. Don't let anything crush your spirit. Let God direct you. He will lead you and guide you through. Hey, I want to pray with you guys really quick before we go. Father God, I pray for my brothers and my sisters right now that are listening in. I don't pray for the world, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord, that you have directed and led and guided to be here in this moment at such a time as this. Father, I pray for them, Lord, that you would encourage their hearts. I pray, Father, that you would let your spirit just rest strongly upon them. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen their souls, Lord God, that you would give them wisdom and understanding and guidance, Lord God, and knowledge in every moment of time. Let them know, Lord God, what to do in every situation. Let them know, Father God, how to shore up their lives, Lord, so that a lot of these meaningless attacks of the enemy can be deflected and fall to the ground around them, and that they can move forward, Lord God, less hindered, less obstructed. In Jesus' name right now, around all of us, I break and I bind and I destroy and we tear down in Jesus' name every attack of the devil. We call it null and void, and instead, Father, in Jesus' name, we speak life and freedom and peace and strength and direction and power and blessing over each and every one of our lives right now. In Jesus' name, we pray for the full manifestation of the sons and the daughters of the living God in the earth at such a time as this. Bless your people, Father. And Lord, I pray right now that every one of your children, Lord, would have the platforms they need to do what it is that you've called them to do. Raise them up, Father God. Raise up each and every one of us, Lord, to do what you have us here in the earth right now to do. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that things that are binding people and hindering people, that you would loose them from, Lord God, those hindrances. That they would drop and set aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets, so that they would finish this race strong, that they would run this race strong in Jesus' name. Bless your children, Father. Encourage our hearts, we pray, and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.